Don't be emotional about it. You know, people, everyone wants to buy around where they live. Where you live is going to boom, you know, maybe 2 or 3 out of 10 years. So you've got to get, you know, you're better off if you're going to be serious about building a property portfolio over 10 to 20 years, get used to doing your homework.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tyrone Shump, and in this episode, we'll continue the conversation with affluent property developer John L. Fitzgerald, who focus on buying land in areas of growth will inspire you to kickstart your own property journey. Find out why you should be looking interstate for your next property and how you can build your wealth in 7 steps. Also, before we delve into this episode, go over to propertyinvestory.com and subscribe to receive your free property investor case studies, where you'll learn how to generate passive income from your properties. Go there now to sign up for free. Something that Fitzgerald believes holds many people back from investing into property is the looming fear of losing everything.
And look, the only time you'll get into problems in property is cash flow.
Yeah.
So don't kid yourself on cash flow. Cash is like oxygen. If you run out of it, it'll be over very quickly for you. And that was drilled into me from the start. And you know, essentially just triple tick your cash flow.
In our previous chat with him, he attributed a lot of his initial success to his mentor, Michael Hirsch. But how do you find such a great mentor?
They'll find you. You know, when the student is ready, the master will appear. And remember, I knocked on 21 doors and 20 shut in my face. The first door that I knocked on, my presentation took, you know, 25, 30 minutes. Where I was just babbling on. The 21st door, it happened in 5 minutes. You know, Michael Hirschhorn said, just looked at me across the table. He said, "You got 5 minutes." And I looked at him and I said, "It's all right, I only need 36 seconds. I'm John Fitzgerald. I buy and sell property. I've got a deal. We can buy a block of land for 700 blocks, rezone it for 1,200 lots, and double our money within 8 to 12 months.
Isn't that amazing? It's over that many times of repetition, also practice, you really became articulate at what you had to come across, and that's how you're able to pitch something so short in such a short period of time.
They'll make their decision about you in within 1 minute. You know, Warren Buffett says he can do it in 10 seconds, but, you know, they'll make their decision about you in 1 minute, and there's nothing worse than someone who babbles on.
Fitzgerald's book, 7 Steps to Build Wealth, details on how you can become a millionaire, endorsed by 3 of the wealthiest property investors in the country.
Look, I'm really proud of the fact that 3 of Australia's property billionaires have read it and endorsed the book. And that's really good. Bob L., Maha Sinathambi, and the late Nev Pascu passed away a couple of months ago. The book is a template, 7 steps to absolutely build wealth in property, and it's fail-proof. Step one, and this is a step, step one of any journey that you make is commit to growth. So step one is growth. Now, and in 7 steps to wealth is buy land for growth. Step 2, 3, and 4 are cash flow. Cash flow, cash flow, cash flow. And that is your income, your tax deductions, and your finance, how you set that up. Step 5 is making time work for you. You know, and this is really important. And 6 is affordability. Step 7 is that power of compound growth and repetition. Now, I could use this model for everything that we do in life. But everything's got to start with growth. You've got to get up every day. You know, you've got to do this yourself, Tyrone. You've got to get up every day and say, "Have I reached my full potential?" No. Okay. So what am I going to do today that's going to take me 1 inch closer? So that's where 7 steps really gives you a mantle, and almost like what I learned off my mentors, it gives you a purpose every particular day. How can I just go 1 inch closer, 1 inch further?
Love that. That is very, very good. It's just those little things that you do as a habit that continues to compound and build and help you move towards closer to your goal.
habits will make you or break you. And we're all made by our daily habits, our daily habits.
He has also read many inspiring books about others' success stories.
I love autobiographies about successful people. And, you know, I love Ray Kroc's story, which is Behind the Arches, McDonald's. That was probably, that's an old book now. I think it was written in the 1980s. But I loved it because one of the first deals I ever did was with McDonald's. And I got to meet Pete Ritchie, who ran McDonald's in Australia. So the whole Ray Kroc and the founder and everything like that, it's just a fantastic story. I really like Frank Lowy's story. That's an older book as well, but the story of Westfield. And Westfield's an interesting story because, you know, technically, if you had to put $1,000 in Westfield in 1960, when Frank started the place, that $1,000, when they sold out a few months ago, that $1,000 would have been worth about $300 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize it, but that is compound growth on steroids. And Westfield's property strategy and their land strategy is absolutely phenomenal. So they're probably one of Australia's great companies. Kerry Packer's story, I just like all of those stories. You know, that I've read, you know, all the main stories. BHP's story was a great story. You know, how they came to the brink of, you know, nearly losing it back in the 1990s and then turned things around and had the biggest boom they've ever seen in the company's history. And I just like reading stories and autobiographies. And you know, I read anyone, Arnold Schwarzenegger to Mike Tyson, Kevin Hart, you know, the comedian. I loved his story. And you know, his story is interesting too because, you know, they all have the same steps. Work hard, have a vision of what you want to achieve, of what outcome you want to achieve. Work hard, find a mentor, be authentic, then give without wanting to receive, you know, all of those sorts of things. They're all very common. And, you know, they're people with strong, positive habits.
Having developed a plethora of properties across Australia, Fitzgerald's strategies focus on buying land in high growth areas.
I deal specifically just with investors who want to build a property portfolio. So if someone's only going to buy one property, they wouldn't deal with me. But if you want to build a portfolio of 5-10 properties, and I've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of investors with 10 or more, you know, that have bought 10, 15, 17, 20 properties off me over the last 20 plus years, then the strategy I have is that we buy land. Number one, we identify land in high growth areas. So I'm just a numbers person. You know, there's only truth in numbers. So I'm looking at land in high growth areas, and I'm trying to get the biggest block of land for the smallest amount on a square meter rate that I possibly can in a high growth area. And I want to get my timing right. Timing is vital. So let me give you a practical example of this in Sydney as an example, as some of your listeners may be in Sydney. And if you're not in Sydney, don't worry. I'll try and put some texture around it. Sydney was a basket case in 2003 to 2011. Sydney had literally no growth. Now, from 1998 to 2003, the median house price in Sydney doubled from 260 to 520,000. It went up to 560 and then came back down to about 523 and stalled for 8 years. When the GFC hit, Sydney was a basket case. The government was in turmoil. Everything was just horrendous. In 2011, it had been 8 years and they had no growth. I decided we needed to get into there and we needed to get our clients into there because there was a shortage of land supply, and we were able to buy blocks around because there was some infrastructure being built, the M5 and M7, which is a loop road around Sydney, right to the outskirts, was going to open up lots of areas in the west. And 60% of people live west of Parramatta anyway. So we started buying land for $400 and $500 a square meter and doing house and land packages. Our clients were buying house and land packages.
With his clients buying houses and land packages for $395,000 back then, within 5 to 6 years, that same land had increased in value to $900 to $1 million.
One of the best estates and best areas that we went to, which probably gives you an example of the how we do our homework, is we went to a place called Edmondson Park, which was literally a new city that was being built, or I should say a new town centre that was being built, around a $1.5 billion rail and town centre infrastructure. And we put clients into there when it was just a paddock. And the clients paid around $400 a square metre for their land. And their land now is worth about $1,200, $1,300 a square metre. So the land has tripled while the median house price in Sydney has doubled or just on doubled. And people often say to me, you know, John, you buy land in the outskirts. Aren't you better off buying in the 5 to 10K radius? And I say, no, you're not, because you can't get the big size blocks, which is 400, 500, 600 square metres. And secondly, if you're buying in the outskirts close to infrastructure, it'll grow by a faster rate than the inner areas. And I did the example I took a sale and a resale of a house in Rosebery, which is 8Ks from Sydney CBD, that factual sale in 2012 to 2017, and grown by 108%. Whereas Edmondson Park though had grown in the same time by 176%. So if you get your numbers right and you really do look hard at infrastructure, at transport, at facilities, at amenities, then and you get land at a really good rate per square meter, you'll absolutely kick a huge goal. And that's been that's what we do. We do it in Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, Brisbane. And we've done a lot in Perth. We did about 500 properties in Perth.
So by the sounds of it, at the end of the day, and it seems like a recurring theme, it's really, really buying well at the end of the day, because as you said, property or land prices constantly do go up. It just depends on the timing of the market.
It's buying well, but it's also getting your cash flow, because I pulled out of, and this is an interesting point you raise. I pulled out of, for our clients, we pulled out of Sydney in 2014-15 when the Sydney median house price got to $800,000. But more importantly, the returns on housing were 3.8%, 3.9%. So it meant that if we were borrowing, 90% or thereabouts, it would cost us $100, $200 a week. And I just felt that's too much of a burden. I like to buy property that's cash flow neutral or positive. And I thought that, instead of investing $800,000 into a particular area, there was more opportunity for growth in Melbourne. So we hammered Melbourne really hard in 2014-15. And, that's all now, we would have made $200 and something million out of Sydney, our clients, and our clients have made, the best part of $500 million out of Melbourne in this cycle.
The key points to take away from this is to buy well and ensure you hold your properties for the long term.
Don't be emotional about it. People, because everyone wants to buy around where they live. Where you live is going to boom, maybe 2 or 3 out of 10 years. So you've got to get, you're better off if you're going to be serious about building a property portfolio over 10 to 20 years, get used to doing your homework and buying in areas before they actually cycle.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve into the properties that Fitzgerald invests into with his own portfolio.
To be honest, I think there's nothing better in than housing. So I buy land and houses.
Personal habits that has attributed to his success.
So I do an hour of exercise, and then I do an hour of meditation and yoga, and I do that where I literally just steal my mind, so that you're literally ready for everything.
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Western Australia is tipped to be the next property hotspot. If you're looking to invest and build in WA, take advantage of the affordable land market and record build times with Plunkett Homes. Visit propertyinvestory.com/build to find out why they're WA's most established home builder. With over 150 years of experience, Plunkett Homes helps you develop turnkey homes across WA. To get your fixed price demolition or site works and to maximise profits and minimise time, visit propertyinvestory.com/build. And now back to the show. For his personal property portfolio, Fitzgerald focuses on residential.
I have housing, to be honest. I think there's nothing better in than housing. So I buy land and houses, same as what my clients do, and have a massive portfolio of that. I have a little bit of commercial property, but I found during the GFC, the banks, when they do commercial loans, that they can make a margin call on you. And I thought that's really tricky for investors. So I stick with residential. And if you look at residential housing, here's a really good example. That first block of land I told you about must be 50 minutes ago. I was buying land for $16,000. That was, in Brisbane. That was 1,000 square meters, $16,000. So I was paying $16 a square meter. Today, that land is worth $750 a square meter. Now, do the maths on that. That's 30 years ago, correct? But do the maths. There's nothing you can show me that's grown as an asset class in Australia that's outperformed residential land in Australia. And today we've got the highest population growth in Australian history and the lowest interest rates. People should, but the population growth is in the four main capitals and particularly the three main capitals. So, you've got to be careful about where you actually go to.
In terms of personal habits that have aided Fitzgerald in attaining success, both in life and in property, he attributes yoga and meditation.
I get up in the morning, at 5. I exercise for an hour, and I do that because I don't eat anything. It kicks my endorphins in, and it just starts my day and gives my mind, because successful people are positive people. So you want endorphins and dopamine kicking in. You want to give yourself a chemical kick without coffee and all that sort of stuff, as well. So I do an hour of exercise, and then I do an hour of meditation and yoga. And I do that where I literally just still my mind so that you're literally ready for everything. And during that time, you've prepared everything that you're going to do. And then have breakfast and get to the office and hit the ground running, organize the people with what I want to achieve today. I'm very much an outcome focused person. So, there's often two types of people in the world. There's process people and there's outcome people. I'm an outcome focused person. So at the end of each day, I want to have achieved an outcome. As small as it might be, I want to have achieved an outcome. I don't want to get stuck in process. I mean, lots of people say yoga or asanas or movements or all that sort of thing. True yoga is just a union of your mind, a stillness of the mind. And there's a saying in yoga that the fast mind is sick, the slow mind is sound, and the still mind is divine. And when you just still every part of your mind, for that period of time, you really do tune into something. Tune into that universe that I spoke about that is really being a determining factor to every meeting, every coincidence, everything that happens. And you just open yourself up to it, and I find it quite amazing. So, I've practiced that for however long I can remember.
If Fitzgerald were to meet his past self from 10 years ago, what advice would he give?
No, I'd say just keep doing what you're doing. I love everything that I do, you'd say to yourself 10 years ago, slow down. But looking back, no, I'm happy with the pace that I go at.
And continue to work at that phenomenal pace. Now he is excited about working on a new project within the next 5 to 10 years.
The next 5 years, I'm working on a project which is probably the biggest urban project in. I have a massive block of land in Bracken Broadbeach, which is approved for 1,550 apartments. So that will be my big project over the next. It's on 25 hectares of waterfront land. That'll be my big project over the next 10 years and where I want to spend a lot of energy and time.
For such a long-term project, Fitzgerald says it's always important to keep the end goal in mind, as well as working with the right partner.
You always start with the end in mind. So who is going to buy the product and what is the product going to be? And in that regard, I'm not an apartment developer. So I'll partner with probably one of Australia's top developers or a partner from China or Asia who have a specific product for a specific market, that they have a model and a margin built in. So I've had lots of people talk to me, but I've got to find the right partner for that. But I'm in no hurry in that regard. You know, I've had the land for nearly 20 years, so I'm not in any hurry to do a development there. But I think it'll reach a stage of maturity where it will be good to develop it over the next 10 years.
If you wish to get your hands on his new book for a great insight into building your wealth through property, here's how.
Look, the best is you can buy it at the bookshops today. It's in all the bookshops. It's called Seven Steps to Wealth. And please send me a note or send me the book and I'll sign it for you and all that sort of thing. So I like to keep in touch. Or go on our website, Seven Steps to Wealth, and you can get a copy online, but you can get it in the bookshops, in the airports, all that sort of thing. And all the money goes to charity. So the good thing is that nothing comes to me. So you're doing yourself a favor. But what you'll like about it, if you read the book, is it really does give you a proven template, because I've had clients use it for 20 years who are now millionaires and multimillionaires, starting with 50,000, 20,000, 100,000, starting on a little capital base. So it absolutely does work.
If you want to reach out and learn more about Fitzgerald, about his strategy, you can check out his website.
The best way is just go on our websites and reach out. Where I'm, my head office is there's about 60 of us here, and if you go on the website and say hi, John, that sort of thing, it'll come to me. It'll come to Nathan, who's my executive assistant, and it'll come to me, and I'll happily engage with you. Ask me any questions you like, particularly about property. I get emails from clients and from people every day.
You can also find out where he is speaking in all major capital cities across Australia on how you can kickstart your property journey.
You can find that on our website as well. We do workshops in the main capital cities maybe once a month. And I will be speaking, I do a speak every 3 months or so. I've just been a little bit busy going back and forth to China and all that sort of thing. But I often attend and do the workshops and love to say hello to everyone.
Thank you to John L. Fitzgerald, our guest on this episode of Property Investory. If you want to hear more about his journey, then visit our website at propertyinveststory.com. Simply type in the search bar John L. Fitzgerald and select that episode to learn more about his story. Also, are you looking at buying property in 2018? Would you like expert tips and advice on the best ways you can purchase property? Whether you're a new or experienced investor, learn from the experts by downloading the Property Investment Buying Handbook. It contains the best tips and advice from 37 of Australia's leading property experts. Simply visit propertyinveststory.com and subscribe to get your copy right now. Thanks for listening.